your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello there, fans of famous movies. You may know me from famous things like, I don't even know, but you know what? We're going to get serious tonight. And then we're going to get excited. Hoo-ah! Because it is the Deep Fried Geeks. Hoo-ah!
Tonight's topic, or just random little tidbit, a little Easter egg if you've found this soundbite, is about celebrities. Our favorite ones, our worst ones, the ones we just love to laugh at because it's just so, they're so terrible.
Right, so if you didn't catch that, it was Tommy Two Stars doing his best Al Pacino. It was
okay.
It was pretty good.
It was okay.
The hoo-ah part was better than anything I could do.
I thought Al Pacino was here. I don't know about you guys. I thought he was sitting right next to you.
My money is in the bank.
I was hoping that Robert De Niro was also here.
I could do the face. I could.
Who? All right, so I'm Matt Man, and this is Tommy Two Stars, and this is also
Celebrity Edition.
Celebrity Edition. Also with us is Leviticus here.
Hi, everybody.
Don't go to his basement. Don't take his popsicles, and don't grab the money from
so,
his pocket.
So we're here tonight with you to talk about celebrities, everybody. Our favorite actors, favorite celebrities. We're just gonna kind of go off the cuff and just talk. We don't really have a set script or anything, so let's go ahead and start with who we think our favorite all-time movie actor is. For me, goodness gracious, I love Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I like Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We love you.
So, like, old school movie actor, it'd probably be Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. Shim shimmy, shim shimmy, shim shim shiroo.
On Street is as lucky as lucky.
I love how it times, it's like, his Cockney accent was just, like, way over the top. But I think Dick Van Dyke
chitty,
is
chitty.
Awesome.
Yes, he is the man. He is so entertaining. Newer actors, honestly, would probably be Johnny Depp. Even though he overacts in everything he does.
But he puts into it, like, awesome in, he puts himself in his characters, which is awesome.
Not he like, does, for
he's
sure.
Not a, he's really genuine, I feel, in the way he portrays his actors.
Yeah, he puts a lot of work into it. They call that method acting, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do.
Where you put a lot of... those. You had the Jack Black face. I love Jack Black too.
Oh, he's
actually,
one of my, I love
Jack Black. Do you see the new trailer for the Goosebumps movie?
Yeah,
that looks.
Yeah, I want to see
that's
it.
Gonna be good.
Just because he's in it, I want to see it.
Yeah, whether it's bad or not.
My wife and I were talking the
I
other day.
I love Goosebumps. So
do you guys know who Meatloaf is?
Yeah, the singer.
How amazing would it be for Jack Black to do a Meatloaf like mockumentary?
That would be pretty awesome.
Like you put take Jack
so
Black,
the life of Meatloaf.
With Jack Black?
That would be awesome.
Like, I would pay just to see him sing some
Have you ever seen
Meatloaf
The Pick
songs.
Of Destiny?
Yeah.
Like
Meatloaf's in
Yeah, in the beginning, Meatloaf plays his dad
yeah.
in The Pick of Destiny.
I think
I
that
love
would
it.
Be amazing. Alright, Tommy, who's your favorite actor? We could do old school and new school.
Old school,
Let's
new
do that.
School?
Yeah.
Mike Myers. I love Mike Myers.
Are we considering him new school? Probably?
He's kind of old, technically old school. But,
yeah.
like, his brand of comedy is just, that's my bag, baby. This sort of thing is my bag, baby.
Mike Myers is in a lot of great movies. He is great with the impersonation.
Perfect timing. He's just like, I would dare say, comedic genius.
Yeah, I would call him a comedic genius too.
And also,
has he really done anything new?
I don't think he's done anything in a while. Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think he's done anything.
Probably the last thing he did was like...
Some great movies from him. I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah, that was a great one.
That was one of his first ones, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got to mention Shrek.
Shrek.
Right.
Austin Powers 1, 2, 3.
Austin
I
Powers.
Love all of them. So many.
So many, so many, so many. How about you, Levin? Oh, one more.
One
new
more?
School,
oh, New School. Let's see. Basically, only movies that are new that I've seen are, like, Marvel-based movies. So, like, probably if I were to pick something, it'd be, like, Robert Downey Jr. Like, he's doing pretty, he's pretty spot on there.
He is pretty great. Robert Downey Jr. is kind of old school and new school. I would dare to say that he is the one actor who has made probably the best all-time comeback ever.
Yeah.
With all his, with how he was so big when he was young, and he did Chaplin and all that, which if you haven't seen Chaplin, is amazing. With him in it. You need to see that. He's a genius in that. And then he had his problems, right?
Yeah.
And then he came back and... Yeah.
And then he invented Tropic Thunder.
Oh my gosh, I love Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is pretty great.
I think got the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
Also, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr. Like,
I think he was. I think he was voted the Forbes like highest paid actor.
I wouldn't doubt it. For like 50, he did like Iron Man 2 or 3. He made like at least $50,000 before the movie came out. $50 million.
He just sounds like an all-around cool dude, man. He went out of the way for the rest of the actors in Avengers and made sure they got paid more and stuff. And
also, he would visit. Like, I remember there was this like little meme that was going around where it's like this kid was like in the hospital and he wanted to see Iron Man. So Robert Downey Jr. came and visited him and he cried because it was just Robert Downey Jr. and not Iron Man.
He's not like. Did you hear where? Actually, Johnny Depp did that too, but he dressed up.
He literally has a costume with him like almost all the time, just so that in case something happens, he can just put that on.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Well,
that's just not quite savvy, savvy.
I'm not even going to try to do an impression because you guys both know I butcher impressions. All right, Leviticus, how about you, buddy?
So, old school, I'm going to go Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton?
I loved Michael Keaton.
There was
1989 Batman.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's
Beetlejuice.
Is
he going to be in it?
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be awesome. Beetlejuice.
I mean,
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom was awesome. I love that movie. Go and clone yourself. Right, that was Mr. Mom, right? That was a different one?
It was a long time since I've seen Mr. Mom.
There was one where he clones himself like 8 different times because he's trying to do everything at once.
I think that
I think it was, yeah.
I think it is.
Is that what the premise was? I have no idea. Maybe I have
somebody's going to be like, you were so wrong!
And then I think he sent him off. It was kind of funny because at the end of the movie, he like sent him off like, you guys go,
you're
go find your own way.
You're free now. That's such a weird premise. You couldn't really do that nowadays, in my opinion.
He is my favorite Batman.
Yeah.
I will say he is my
favorite. Really? Okay.
Yeah. He's my favorite Batman. And I just...
You're talking
controversy.
I'm about to get passionate here, everybody.
Here we go.
I get that. I would say he's probably... Cinematic universe, he's probably my favorite Batman too. Until Batfleck comes out, but if you're gonna
did you
say
just call
like
him Batfleck,
Batfleck,
that's awesome. Yeah. I love that name.
They have shirts out with that like awesome. A Batman.
Forget Bennifer, it's Batfleck.
I think he's gonna blow him out of the water. But at the time, he was great. He was the perfect Bruce Wayne and Batman. I think he definitely was a lot better than Christian Bale. Oh, boom. I know all these geeks are like, oh my gosh. Because,
holy crap.
For the 20-somethings, Christian Bale is your Batman.
That's true.
He is. So
I did love
I
that,
do love you. And thank you for listening. But he is not the best Batman. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Hands down, the best Batman. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Adam frickin' West.
Oh my gosh.
Well, of course.
I mean, hands down.
Old chum.
Ah, thank you. I was hoping that was gonna happen. Adam West was just, and I know everyone was like, oh, it was so corny and so cheesy, but
that's all they had. It's not they
that's
didn't
all
have
they had.
To
and
to.
He was and I ever was and I
well,
was,
yeah,
Wham-o!
Oh well that's not my bat and a lot of the comic book fans like that's not our Batman. Batman's not corny and cheesy. But Adam West is the sole reason why we have all the Batman stuff we have.
That's true, because he was the first.
He was the first, and he was the one who put Batman on the map. And there's so many things in the Bat universe that we have because of that TV show.
Yeah.
There's things that they did that the comics just kept going with it because they, like, Batgirl was created because the TV show is like, we need a female character. And they went to DC Comics and they're like, boom, and they created. But there's so many things that we have in the Bat universe because of cinematic stuff. And even if you're just going like cartoons, like Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn is because of the Batman animated series.
That's true, because she wasn't in the comics until like the late 90s because of the show.
And, but yeah, for me, I love Adam West.
I remember the Coca-Cola commercials for the 1989 movie.
Yeah.
It was the Batmobile, and well, I think first they of all, had it.
How do you remember that? Because I was born in 89, and you're younger than me.
Oh, I love this movie. I love that Batman.
Yeah.
But what it was, and they actually had on the VHS, it was before the movie VHS. Yep. And it was the Batmobile driving on the long drive going to the cave.
Yeah.
And he pulls in, and then, if I remember correctly, Alfred comes up with a Coke and gives it to Batman or something like that.
Now, I am a little older than you guys. I was about 6 years old when that movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember a lot of that stuff. And for me, that is the first big like media push I ever remember as a movie. Yeah. That symbol was everywhere.
It was. Yeah.
It was in everything. And it was just so huge, and there was so much anticipation and push towards that movie. Probably nothing they hadn't seen anything like that since Star Wars.
Really. Yeah. Which, and I think it did its job.
Yeah.
I think it lived up to that push.
I think that Batmobile too from that movie is my favorite Batmobile. Awesome. That was my favorite Batmobile.
Yeah. That is a pretty great Batmobile. Okay, this is not Deep Fried Geeks on Batman Talk. I still have to finish my
Deep Fried Batman.
Sorry. Sometimes Batman gets passionate.
But if there were to be an African-American Batman, I would choose Denzel Washington.
He's your next favorite actor?
He's my next favorite actor. Really? Yep. I love Denzel Washington.
My man.
I like
Denzel Washington.
He's
as a person.
Strong actor.
He is a good person.
Have you met him personally? He has like
no, I just think he's like everything I read about him.
He just looks like he would be a good person, and I like him.
I just like the cut of your jib.
I'm having to look up Denzel Washington. I know who he is, and I know he's
my
a
favorite
actor,
movie. I don't know if you've seen it, Man on Fire.
Man on Fire
was an amazing movie. That's what made me fall in love with him, was that movie.
I have not seen any of these movies.
Malcolm X? You haven't seen Malcolm X? No. Malcolm X was amazing. Amazing, folks.
Amazing. I don't think I've actually seen too many Denzel Washington. I just know
License
he, I've
to
know
Kill.
And that was kind of a joke. I don't know if I would want him to be a Batman. I don't know. All right,
so if we were going to pick...
Mr. Joker. My man.
So if we were going to pick let's say if we're going to pick a Batman of a different ethnicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than a white man or Bruce Wayne, who would it be?
Jackie Chan.
It would be pretty amazing.
Well, he kind of did something like that. He played an agent as like it was the tuxedo.
Oh, I love the tuxedo, yeah.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
He looked pretty great, right?
He kind of was with Zorro. It's like Mexican Batman. He's vengeance.
Spanish Batman.
¿Dónde está la Rachel?
And then it would be perfect because then you could put Bane in it because Bane
is
like
Mexican.
Spanish.
He
too.
Is Mexican. Except we'd make him like overly American.
Except
in
the movie Bane. Everybody's only seen Bane in the movie. They're like, he's not Spanish.
He's not even close.
Yes, Bane is Spanish.
I don't know. Maybe I would go with Denzel as a Batman. I wouldn't pick Denzel right now.
What about Idris Elba?
Oh, I like him. I think he plays like really good, serious like characters.
You want me to pull up a picture of Idris Elba?
He played Heimdall. Not Heimdall.
He would be good as the Dark Knight Returns, that series. I think this age, Denzel Washington would do good. And yes, him, I think he would be.
Well, he's
Batman.
Up for like he's on the like short list to be the next James Bond.
He is on the short list.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that, there was really actually cool. some controversy behind that.
Because why? Everybody's racist. Because if you think about it, up until now, James Bond has been a white Englishman.
So the same thing all with Batman.
So, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I don't think just because somebody doesn't want a black...
James Bond
doesn't mean they're racist.
No.
I know
I agree with you. I just like, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't he be
and
black?
And I know there's people who have said some mean things about it. And I just... I'm perfectly fine with that. But I think on that token, that's the character. It would be like having a movie about me and casting a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
Like it just wouldn't make
any
sense.
James Bond, black man? No, we're gonna Asian woman. How do you like that? Equal rights.
And it's just kinda like Fantastic Four, like when they casted I love that actor. What's his name?
The new one, I didn't actually see it.
The new one in...
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Let me see if I can find
and
out.
And he's playing Creed in the new Apollo Creed movie.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Interesting.
But that's another thing. I was just like, Johnny Storm has always been a white guy. And
well, that's the thing. They changed everything in that movie. That's,
I heard they
that's
did.
That's why it was just like, so bad.
Michael B. Jordan.
Right, yes, thank you. He's great, man. He's a great actor. I think he would be an
anybody
awesome
anybody named
Panther
Michael Jordan is great.
And that brings up a good point, since I was looking up and I actually looked at the cast of that. Miles Teller, he is the
yes.
one who played Stretchy Armstrong.
Reed
guy.
Richards.
Mr. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yep.
Stretch Armstrong.
That was a great toy, by the way.
Yeah.
I was actually just thinking in our discussion of who would be a good Robin. I think he would
you
be
think
a
he could
great
do
Robin.
Miles Teller?
Yeah. I think he would do amazing.
For me, I want a boy Robin, man. Give me my teenage Robin. I want like a teenager.
Holy teenage things, Batman.
Like, I want like a 12-year-old
okay.
Robin. All right,
then say he would be a good Nightwing.
He would be cool.
Yeah,
he'd
go.
Be a sweet
yeah.
Dick Grayson for sure. Like a, yeah. Like a Nightwing, Dick Grayson. I want a boy. that is what Robin is, man. I just want a boy so bad to play Robin.
He wants a boy wonder. Yeah,
I want a boy.
I saw
wonder.
Where you were going. It didn't sound right, but I saw where you were going.
Because Batman, Robin makes Batman stronger.
He does.
He gives Batman a reason to fight and a reason to play it safe.
And to challenge him.
Whenever you have a Batman that does not have a Robin, you have a...
Loose cannon.
Loose cannon going around trying to fight crime and being more on revenge.
Yeah.
And not the crime fighter.
Not the detective.
Not the detective, thank you. When you have Robin, he is trying to... And you have the Bat family. You have a Batman that is trying to... protect them, and he's being smart and he's being a detective, and having a boy Robin, you need that. Chris O'Donnell, great, have him be Nightwing, but as Robin, okay, that's my soapbox. A boy Robin, please give it to us.
Yes, I agree. I think
Miles Teller
awesome.
Would be great.
So what about Robin. A girl Robin
like
they
did
in the comic?
Oh, yeah, Carrie Kelly?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That would be pretty cool. There's rumors that in Batman vs. Superman that we're going to get that, supposedly.
A
we're
girl
gonna get,
Robin?
We're going to get Carrie Kelly.
Red Robin.
It would be cool to get a Red Robin, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about actors, not Batman once
again. We just got stumbled back into Batman.
So let's go to female. Let's go to actresses. Then.
Actresses. New and old?
Sure. Why don't you start, Tommy? 2 stars.
I have a huge crush on classic Audrey Hepburn, man. She is a classic vintage beauty. And she's so beautiful.
What was she in?
She's in a lot of stuff now that I think about it, but not anything I could think about.
Okay. That's me,
no,
too.
No, that's not Mary Poppins, but yeah.
I know.
Oh, okay. If I want to go with someone new, man, I don't know. That's weird. Like, I'm trying to think. I Because, again, I don't really watch...
Breakfast
like,
at Tiffany's is her biggest
yeah.
movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
I can't really think of, like, too many movies that I go to watch because it's, like, you know, my favorite female actress in it. Usually there's just a lot of beautiful female actresses. Like, oh, this is nice. Oh, she's nice.
Yeah.
I guess I'm sexist in that way.
Okay. So you don't really have a new favorite actress? Maybe Scarlett Johansson?
She's good. She can do that very well. She has a good range of emotions.
Did you see Lucy? I heard Lucy was really
no,
good.
I did not.
Did you see Lucy Leviticus?
No.
That's the one where it's like they like enhance her brain power and she can...
Oh, I saw a part of it. Yeah. I saw a part of it. I didn't really see the whole thing.
For me, new actresses... I love Rebel Wilson. I think that lady is
yeah,
so
she's,
funny.
She's hilarious.
I haven't
I
seen...
I love her when you hear her talk in real life, and I love that when the Australian accent kicks in.
Something that was really disappointing is the new Kung Fu Panda movie. She was supposed to play alongside Jack Black.
Really?
She actually filmed 80% of the movie with him. And then due to schedule conflicts, she had to drop out, and so they're recasting his
love
interest.
Well, if they film 80%, they could just like get 20% somewhere else, couldn't they?
You'd think so, right?
Well, that's kind of what happened with Chris Farley as Shrek. He filmed more than half the movie with him being Shrek.
Did you hear that clip?
Yeah.
Do you think that movie would have been as big a hit with Chris Farley?
It would have been a hit, but it would have been like a way different movie, in my opinion.
Would have been. I heard they changed a lot of
stuff. They changed a lot of it around. Like, just the personality of Shrek changed a lot, which I still would have thought that would have been... It would have been a cool movie, but I don't know if it would have carried on like Shrek did.
It would have been, for sure. And then classic actress for me is Julie Andrews, man.
Yeah, she's just...
That
lady can sing and dance.
Mary Poppins.
Grew up on some Mary Poppins.
Sound of Sugar. Sound of Music. She's great. And even the newer stuff she's in, too, is pretty good. The Princess Diaries,
yeah.
She was great in. Enchanted, she was good as the narrator in that. I don't know if you've seen Enchanted, but Enchanted was a lot of fun.
It was a good movie.
She's a Tooth Fairy in The Tooth Fairy, which was good. Yeah, Julie Andrews is a beautiful lady, super smart, great actress. She was Shrek voice too. She was the queen.
Yeah, she was the queen. Yeah,
and Shrek,
Fiona's mother.
Classic man. Great female actress. Probably my favorite. I believe Leviticus.
Leviticus. Me growing up in the 90s, mine would probably have to be Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs. I love that movie.
As a kid, that's kind of eerie. But
it was because my mom loved the movie. So then I watched the movie. And then I just kept on telling my mom, put the lotion on the skin.
We're not
that's
watching
really
this.
Creepy.
We're not watching now.
Jodie Foster. I don't know. Okay. I just really liked her. She was hot when I was younger.
There's another one I really liked when I was younger.
Child Levi scares me.
Child Levi is
there was another movie. Oh, Panic Room was really good by her.
Yeah.
That was in the 2000s.
That was an intense one, yeah.
There was another...
Beach House. Did you see that?
That was good. Flight Plan.
Yeah, that was a...
There was a sci-fi movie that she was on.
Maverick.
Also.
Maverick's a great movie.
Was it Maverick?
No, Maverick, I guess, is kind of sci-fi.
I thought it was this, I can't remember. Contact.
Maverick is definitely Western, right? But if I remember, Maverick was a little sci-fi too.
It was Contact, and...
Contact was great.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. They put her in, like, this steel ball. It was a really crazy, interesting movie. So besides that, my woman of the year, of this day and age anyways, is... have you guys ever seen Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt?
Yeah, Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she starred in... She also starred in... I forgot now. That one movie with the shoes. Or the... what was it called?
Did you guys see the new Adam Sandler movie, The Cobbler?
No.
Watch it on Netflix. Weirdest movie ever.
Yeah. I like the premise. I thought it was pretty funny.
It was. And it definitely took a turn. Yeah. That you didn't see coming. It was good, though.
She started in where she started was Devil Wears Prada. That was like the movie that she got her fame from. At least I think so, anyways.
So, okay. She starred next to Anne Hathaway, right? That was the main character, right? Okay.
But Anne Hathaway's pretty great too, man.
Yeah, she could play it. She has another one of those like.
Can I change my favorite New Day actress?
It's your favorite. Know why you do what you want.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like her too.
Yeah, sorry, Rebel Wilson. I take it back.
Gosh,
she's amazing.
Yeah, she can. She's another one of those who can play those silly characters.
Sweeney Todd. Have you guys seen Sweeney Todd?
Yeah,
so eerie.
Holy
dark.
Cow!
Yeah, they did a great job.
That was a good movie.
Bellatrix Lestrange. She blows my mind, man.
The fairy godmother in the new Cinderella movie.
Was she good?
Yeah, she was good.
I want to see the new Cinderella movie.
It was good.
I don't think I saw
Have you seen it? Did you see Into the Woods? I want to see that too.
I couldn't finish it.
Really?
I
saw halfway
it.
Like the Broadway version, and I just never got, I never tried
stopped
to watch
watching
the,
it.
The newer one.
I just thought it
I know
was
the premise. I know
not
what
interesting at all. I love musicals, but I don't know. I just was not feeling this. No. I think it just felt like it was dragging on and on. It never got to a point.
Yeah.
All right. One more category. This is off the cuff. Comedians.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kung fu movies.
I'm talking about actors, not...
Well, kung fu actors.
Yeah, I mean...
No, I'm just joking.
Chit Li.
Jackie Chan.
Can you do a Bruce Lee impersonation?
When you go for the punch, you have to go 3 inches past your target.
I thought you were going to go...
Everybody knows that.
So, comedians.
Yeah,
comedians.
Man.
This day and age?
I have to say, and it's kind of like making me sad just thinking about it, Robin Williams. He was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad.
That's my classic.
Yeah, classic.
Is going to be Robin Williams.
Yeah, it's just, I've seen so many movies with him in it, it's just like.
Yeah, did you see that? It was a really sad movie, actually. Is where he starts his own hospital. What was that movie?
Oh, Patch Adams.
Patch Adams.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That and the one where he's a kid, but he grows
Jack.
Really fast. Yeah, Jack.
That was
really
good. Too.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, of course.
So many. I mean, just like, we can go on for hours.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Hook.
Oh,
Bicentennial Man.
Yeah. Hook is easily top 10 favorite movies.
I had to have seen that, like.
Oh, you gotta rewatch it again.
I've got it on.
Probably. Going to McDonald's. Gonna get my stuff. Gonna watch
some
Hook.
There you go.
Hook was great, man. He was perfect in that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
So no, I'm just like, Robin Williams is going through
New Age
now.
Comedian. I'm trying to think of movies that I've seen where it's just like a newer comedian came up and just like...
Why don't you start acting and then you'll be your own
Then
favorite
I can be my own favorite?
Comedian actor.
I don't want to be full of myself. It's just like, I'm the best. Might as well. Just love me.
Think of newer movies.
That's
what
I'm trying to
What comes to mind? You've got like Superbad. I don't know if you would consider them comedians.
Jonah Hill is kind of a comedian because
yeah.
It's hard for me to picture him as a serious actor, but he is very good. That's the thing. He can do serious.
Well,
as
he's
well as
done
fun.
Better out of the three that were in that movie.
Yeah,
he's the only one that's really made it.
Michael Cera's did well for a while.
He's kind of
Emma
joke.
Stone.
Well, okay, yes, but she was a small part of that movie. She wasn't that big of a part of the movie.
That's
was
true.
She?
No,
but,
not as big as them two, because they were the main characters.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think he's up there.
Yeah.
Michael Cera?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he's...
Okay.
He's pretty good. You still don't know?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to hear your guys, and then maybe I'll spin off of that.
Okay, I'll say my new age. Well, yeah, he's new age. And he's the love of my life. If I ever met him,
aww, me
is Matt on the side, and then Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds,
Ryan.
I hate Ryan Reynolds.
You hate Ryan Reynolds?
If I saw Ryan Reynolds, I'd punch him in the face.
I don't think I could.
Reynolds. He's so annoying.
I like when Van Wilder came out.
Too perfect.
I thought he was like perfect in Van Wilder. Like I've had to have seen that.
Van Wilder. My favorite old school movie that he's done is Waiting.
Yeah.
He is the best that in Waiting. True.
Because he could do sarcastic, like, perfect. That's why I can't wait for the Daredevil movie.
He's
not Daredevil, but Deadpool.
He's going to be
an awesome Deadpool.
As much as I don't like him, he's going to be a great Deadpool.
He's going to be
because,
awesome
like, the little
Deadpool.
The Deadpool he did... I don't want to keep saying Daredevil. The Deadpool he did in the Wolverine Origins movie was just like, well, that's weird. I don't know why.
Well, I don't think he was able to use it to its full potential.
Right, because they started off just fine. He started off just fine at the beginning, but at the end, they just, like, made it really weird.
Well,
like,
yeah, they
like,
really...
the retractable sword is like, what the
hell?
Yeah. But, yeah, but then they taped his mouth shut.
Yeah.
He's the Merc with the mouth. He's got to talk.
Yeah. But, you know, in that movie, I feel like he's able to go back to his roots the way...
Yeah.
He has this certain personality that he uses in every one of his comedy
movies. Yeah,
he
has that very, like... quick, witty, dry sense of humor where
he's not like,
but here's a joke. He's just like very subtle and smart.
Yeah. And I think he's going to be an awesome, awesome Deadpool.
He is going to be a pretty good Deadpool.
If I meet him, I'll let you punch him.
Okay.
Hug me and then let him punch me.
Did you do an old school?
It was.
You did
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. Jason Segel. Is my new school. Sorry.
You have trouble with celebrity last
names. I'm
not going
to call him Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Can you do Steven Seagal?
You think I'm good at comedy?
He did Kung Fu Hands, if you can't see that.
I'm just a chef.
The Muppets, the Muppet movie with him in it.
The thing I love about that is he wrote that movie.
Did he really?
Yeah, the Muppets movie, he wrote that.
That movie was so good,
It was
man.
So great.
I Love You, Man. Hilarious
movie.
He was
amazing in that movie.
He was so good in that movie.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
He's holding in a fart. Watch. She's going to walk away and
he was the voice of Vector in Despicable Me. He was just great, man. And you can't really talk about him without talking about How I Met Your Mother.
That's true.
He's great in that, too. He's so funny. And then... I'm going
to
do...
I'd love to see a Jason Segel action movie. Like, I think he could do that pretty well.
It'd be cool.
Just like...
What was that? There was a Western that just came out here within the last couple years. And it was with a... He's black. He usually sings music. So what was it called?
Wayne Brady?
No.
Wayne Brady's awesome.
I think he's pretty funny, too.
He's so underrated.
He is.
I can't remember now. I'm horrible
Black in
a
Western?
Things.
It's not Blazing Saddles, because that's not...
No. That's old.
Also
that's
good.
Old. I'll find it. I gotta find out.
I was thinking, like, A Million Ways to Die in the West, but there wasn't... That was starring Seth...
No, he was a slave, and then a... What was that called?
I know what you're talking about.
I wish you people can talk through the mic to us and let us know, because I'm sure there's right. about
That's
10 of
good.
You guys.
Okay, so my favorite old school comedian
was Life
Django.
Django. Okay.
Django.
Jamie Foxx, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, Jamie Foxx.
Ray Charles. For me, my favorite old school comedian is...
Who's also a comedian, yeah.
Why do you guys keep cutting me off?
Because we're a team, sort of. As we keep stepping on each other's toes.
John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite old school comedian, probably. I got to talk... Chris Farley, you got to talk about this amazing comedian. Jack Black, amazing comedian. Who's Christopher Waltz?
That's why I brought up Django.
Yeah.
Is because in that movie, this guy, Christopher Waltz...
Christoph.
Whatever.
There's a huge
Christoph Waltz.
He's like a good Alfred.
Right?
I've never seen him act, but his face looks like
was
a younger
when
Alfred.
When he hosted SNL, he was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's really fun. And in that movie,
he has
he's
like a
amazingly
very distinct
funny.
Voice.
Yeah, yeah. But, just wanted to
be Man, we could just keep going. Like, I just want to talk about action stars now.
Yep, that's all right.
Okay.
Might as well.
Action
like, serious
stars.
Action? Like, Jason Statham?
Serious.
Like, serious, not like some jokes, haha, here and there. Or like Jackie Chan, who does like action comedy.
I don't know, it could be anything. I think, like, let's talk about who we think, like, the best action star ever is. Let's do that. This is going to be controversial.
I think it might be.
Go ahead.
Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Man, if you look at his list of movies right now...
Favorite action movie?
It's
Tooth
ridiculous. He's amazing.
He's a mountain of a man.
He is so talented and charismatic.
I think it also, like, if you watch, like the Scorpion King and stuff, he's come a long way, too. Like, he's actually, like, really built... Like, he's... Not saying he was... Okay. If he gets mad and finds me and punches me, I think that'd be awesome. But... He wasn't very good at acting in the beginning, but now he's like really he's come.
I feel like I've always wanted him to go into every movie and just some part of that movie
be in there.
Do you smell?
Or just do the cliche eyebrow? Just the eyebrow?
Or just the eye? Well, he's done that. He's done the eyebrow.
Now I think maybe.
Do you smell what the Scorpion King is cooking? Do you smell what the Tooth Fairy is cooking?
He is a little overused, maybe now. He is in everything.
Yeah, but that he's still such like a cool dude, like in real life and in movies. Like he's just like a cool dude.
For me, he is hands down probably my favorite action star, and that's not just because I'm a WWE guy.
What about you, Tom?
I love Jackie Chan. I love if any movie can make me laugh, I think that's a good movie. So like especially Jackie Chan, who brings action and comedy together so perfectly.
Did you ever see Drunken Master?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was? Yeah, Drunken Master.
I was really young when I saw that, too.
Yeah.
It was really...
That's what's crazy is that's an actual style
of fighting. Well, they just get uber plastered.
I remember playing, I think it was Tekken.
Yeah.
They had...
Lei Wulong.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Tekken. I play that all the time. Yeah, he was like the cop.
If I'm right, I heard that Jackie Chan was actually on the Forbes list for highest paid actors.
Really?
The
top 100?
I think he was.
Big bucks for Big Brother.
All right.
He's international. Like, if you go to, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, American actors who get more money here.
I was
than
right.
Over there.
Jackie Chan
will get a lot of movies.
Second
a lot of
place.
Money here.
He was second in the highest paid actors list.
Well, because he would also direct, produce, and do, like, he has a lot of credits to his name.
Yeah.
And he did his own stunts for the longest time. Like,
he would be an awesome Nightcrawler.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty sick.
Mine? I would not want to meet this guy in real life because I think he's just...
Too scary.
Just a mean person in life for some reason.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I have an idea.
And I grew up with him, and he's done a few more. He did another action movie, and that's Tom Cruise.
Tom
Cruise? Oh,
I think you said
Bruce Willis.
No.
Gosh, I was thinking Jason Statham.
Wasn't there something that came? Who were we talking to?
Jason Statham fan.
Were we talking to somebody that was saying that Bruce Willis was just a... I think it was our friend Will.
It was me and Will and you. We were talking, and... I was listening to a Kevin Smith podcast, and Kevin Smith does not have a whole lot of nice things to say about Bruce Willis because he's had some bad encounters with him. I will let Kevin Smith say those things, not me, because I've never met the man. But from what I've heard, he's not very easy to work with.
He's like that old school kind of acting, like, no, I've been around long enough, I do things a certain way.
Actor. Tom Cruise seems a little crazy.
Well, he does a lot. What I like is he does...
Sure well, enough evidence to prove he's crazy.
Time in this plane.
He is a great... We're not talking about people's personalities, though. So he is a great action
Well,
star,
and he does
sure.
his own stunts, which a lot of them do.
Nowadays,
they do their own stunts. But, I mean, the first Mission Impossible, I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing! Amazing.
Amazing. Word of the day. Amazing.
I mean...
And he's only like, 5 foot four or 5 foot five? He's kind of
really
short.
We have to mention Arnold, right?
Arnold. I loved Arnold back in the day. I get to the chopper!
Who's your daddy?
And what does he do?
It's not a tumor!
It's
not a tumor!
I've got the headache.
Maybe it's a tumor.
It's not a tumor! That's what I said back in the day.
I'm the governor.
And people and things of that nature. His political speeches, I was like, and things of that nature. And things and that. And this.
Arnold is the man.
Where's Turbo Man?
That is probably one of my favorite Christmas movies.
I love Jingle All the Way. That is my favorite Christmas movie.
Jingle
that
All and
the Santa Claus.
Yep.
But either way.
Jingle All the Way, Polar Express, and Nightmare Before Christmas.
You're right. I love that movie, too, but it's hard to consider an actual
Christmas movie.
But
and Christmas Vacation. Those are like my four things I watch every single year.
Oh, man.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal. You got so many
Last
great
Action
Hero
was always my favorite Arnold action movie. Because I thought it was always kind of funny where it's just like they're breaking the fourth wall a lot. It's like, why do you keep saying this is a movie?
Have you guys ever seen Big Trouble in Little China?
Yeah.
With Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great... I guess...
I love his voice. Like, I think it's just the way he talks just always makes me laugh.
Big Trouble in Little China is a great movie. And it's so different and original.
It is.
And, the cool thing about, you know, and they're talking about, there's a rumor that they're going to remake that movie, and Dwayne Johnson's going to be in it.
Really?
Which would be weird, but...
I'm changing my actor!
Okay, I did it once, so you can do it.
It's okay.
To Harrison Ford.
Ah, you got a Harrison Ford.
Get off my plane.
Indiana
Jones, Star Wars.
They are, I've heard that there's a rumor...
Not Con Air, sorry.
That they're coming out with a Blade Runner 2.
Ooh.
Really?
And he's going to be...
I have only seen that a couple times, and it was like kind of like one of those movies you really had to like think about. It was one of those
face value movies. Yeah, he is. He is.
That's so old.
What was that baseball movie he was in? It was about the first black baseball player. What was that?
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. He did an amazing job in that movie, too. And he even he looks older in that than what he looks right now for some reason.
Some odd reason.
They made him look especially old in that movie.
He's a real-life action star, too, though. You see, like, his plane crash?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He crashed the plane, and he's like, I'm fine, I'm Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he was fine.
We got to film Star Wars tomorrow. Let's go.
And then he breaks his ankle. Did you hear that J.J. Abrams actually broke his back trying to save him?
Really?
And
what?
He
maybe strained his back.
No, he broke his back. He like broke two vertebrae in his back.
So what's the story? Did he what happened?
There was like one of the sliding doors or like the closing doors like hit him in the wrist or something and it took him out.
Oh wow.
The ankle and like he collapsed in the door. He was pinned under the door.
Oh wow.
And EW
The Millennium Falcon's got some things they need to fix. It's an old bird.
And on an Entertainment Weekly, J.J. Abrams... Oh, I hate ads.
Damn you, Bob.
J.J. Abrams trying to help Harrison Ford broke his back.
Wow.
Mission Impossible?
What about... Oh, no, this is the name of the article.
Not too clever at the...
Cut to a couple of days later, and Abrams found himself at a doctor's office. He goes, oh, you have a broken back. I broke my L4 trying to lift this door.
Wow.
So he goes and tries to save Harrison and pick up off his leg, and he breaks his back.
Wow.
And he had to wear a back brace for a couple weeks.
Wow.
He broke his L4. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
J.J. Abrams is the man.
He is
so excited about Star Wars.
Don't kill Han Solo.
I thought C-3PO would have been the first one to jump to action, but...
Yeah,
guess
sure.
Not.
Oh, dear.
I don't see Anthony Daniels as the type to jump down.
I can't move. I'm
that guy, man, is...
okay, fine. R2-D2? No.
Have you guys ever seen... Kenny Baker. Have you guys ever seen Anthony Daniels at any conventions or anything?
No, not at a convention.
He is so full of himself, man. He, like, wears a gold jacket and... Is like he was like I'm not even I don't want to trash the guy, but
oh boy
yeah. Now I'm just thinking about Kenny Baker. You know who I love so much is Warwick Davis.
Yeah,
Warwick Davis. I was just thinking about Wicked. And
one of my favorite movies was Willow.
Willow is amazing.
I love Willow.
I love Warwick.
Huge underrated movie.
You have to read his autobiography. Yeah. I have it at home called Life Is Short. It's so good. He is such a charming man. I was trying to meet him at a Star Wars weekend.
Yeah.
Victoria really
The first one I went to, he was there hosting.
Yeah,
it
Victoria
was, cool.
was really liking him and really into him, and we watched some different movies he was in, and he's in Harry Potter, and he's in Star Wars, and he's
changed his face
so
a lot
much stuff. Leprechaun, and Yeah, that's for sure. And so Victoria wanted to meet him. So we went to Star Wars Weekend. And if you've ever been to Star Wars Weekend, you got to stand in line to meet the celebrities. And I got there at like 5 in the morning, and I still wasn't early enough, so I missed it. Oh, so Victoria was disappointed. I was disappointed. So I wrote to him online, and I said, hey, this is what happened. And his manager wrote me back and said,
publicist probably.
And publicist or whatever. I guess he runs a thing called the Signature Shop.
Yeah.
And so what they did is he signed a picture and wrote her a little letter and sent it back to her and said, hey, sorry, I missed you in Florida, Victoria. And
that's
signed
really
it.
Awesome.
It was super nice of him. He's a super cool dude. Great guy.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know C-3PO had a Twitter page.
Of course, anything has a Twitter page.
Everybody has a Twitter page.
I have a Jar Jar
Even
Twitter.
Deep Fraud Geeks has a Twitter page.
Jar Jar has a Twitter page.
Misa got new cell phone.
All right, so how I want to end this episode is I want us to just to throw some names at Tommy Two Stars.
And see if I can do them.
See if you can do an impersonation. All right,
here we go.
I think it'll
impersonation
be kind of fun.
Challenge.
We'll start with some easy ones that we know you can do, and then we'll go from there. Bill Cosby.
You see, the kids these days, they think Bill Cosby will be popping into pills and smacking the ladies, but no, baby.
Why did you have to go there?
Because that's what everybody knows him about now. But kids always forget about the jello pudding
box. Oh, Chris Farley.
If I do Chris Farley, I have to do the Matt Foley.
Go for it.
Motivational speaker.
You live in a van down by the river. Well, we got over there, huh? We got Madman and Leviticus. Well, shut up!
Oh man. Christopher Walken.
Kids, he's losing interest, but I'm gonna bring him back. I'm walking around. I'm on the internet. I'm on the TV. I'm everywhere. I'm walking in your heart.
David Spade. I don't know why that name. That's not an impersonation. No. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you already did. Do it again.
You want me to do another
one? Yeah, just do Arnold.
Get to the chopper. Grab me a Big Mac.
Can you do Barack Obama?
Well, my fellow Americans, we're going to talk about some stuff and some geeks and get to it.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Up, here, here, the more commanding, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little more commanding, going up, down, miss back. I love Ron Williams to death, but he just talks so fast.
Nicolas Cage.
We're out of no time! The thing about Nicolas, he's always either really soft and somber, or he's yelling at your face!
The yelling part was pretty good. Come on, Leviticus.
I'm
going to
have sex with a duck. I'm going to steal a Declaration of Independence and put it in my shoe. That's it. It's not even that good.
Can you do Mark Hamill?
No.
No? He's not really impersonating.
I can do maybe Mark Hamill's joke.
Any cartoon characters?
I can do almost like a lot of the Family Guy characters. Peter, Quagmire.
Do Brian.
Brian?
Yep.
You had to pick the one character that's the actual voice.
Do Stewie.
Well, if you're going to do Stewie, you're going to have to do Stewie. He's talking about his biography. Yeah, you just keep working on his biography.
That's my favorite part.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Hey, guys, I miss all the fun. Giggity, 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 giggity.
Where's my paper boy?
Chris isn't here. You get out of here. You get out of here. You leave my son alone.
Can you do Meg? Probably not. Yeah, who cares about Meg, right?
You guys picked the worst impressions. Come on!
That's just not right.
We're awful, right? Adam West.
I love doing Adam West, especially when he's doing his cat launcher. He goes, Paul, who names a cat Paul? That's a person's name. Oh, chum.
I love Adam West's character on Family Guy. It's just so absurd, and
it
he just plays
so
himself.
Crazy. So funny. Yeah. All right, I can't think of any more. That's awful that we can't think of any more people. We did Al Pacino already.
Do Matman.
Thanks. Oh, Joe Pesci. You Joe Pesci? Pesci?
Not really.
No. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week with Deep Fried Geeks, where we talked about actors and actresses and comedy and stuff like that. Thanks for joining us. We hope you guys have a good week and keep calm and geek on.
Make sure to check out the Facebook page with all our latest updates. Oprah.